Well, as you indicated, they are good at showing the big picture, and it's funny because when I started, with my gray hairs, when I started, satellite imagery was really hard to see. You had to buy it from the French or from Landsat for huge amounts of money, and now it's everywhere, of course, and we've gotten kind of used to it with Google Earth. But scientists use this. So, for example, this is talking about forest cover. It's a great way to get a large scale picture of what has happened over, all of, Coos County, for example, or Hillsborough County, for that matter, since in the last few years, in a way that it would be impossible to do otherwise. I mean, the old days when you had people hiking around on a mule or something, or even flying on airplanes and taking laborious pictures, so you never really had the big picture. So the big picture, this is great. It's used for obviously tons of things. One area I'm particularly I think is really quite interesting, satellite data to estimate snowpack, how much snow is in the mountains.
And what are these images not very good at capturing?
They're not very good capturing the close-up. So one of the quotes is, as you might have seen in the column from Mark Ducey, a professor of forest biometrics, which is a great title, by the way, forest biometrics. Forest biometrics at UNH, he talked about how you could have a pixel toggle between forested and non-forested. In other words, a single pixel on the screen, which could encompass many acres, the satellite passes it over and takes it, and that one pixel indicates this is forested or not forested. But obviously, that can hide a lot of detail. And the devil is in the details, and in this as well as everything else. And so what Ducey and his colleagues trying to do is use other data, and specifically census data, which is not at all obvious, to do a better sense as to what exactly is happening at forests, at New Hampshire's forests and other forests on a small scale using satellite data.
One of the things you wrote about in the column was the fact that vacation homes don't often show up on these maps because they might be in wooded areas in there. It might look like, to one of these satellite images, just a patch of forest, but that home could have very different implications from an environmental standpoint and from a forest use standpoint.
Yeah, economic standpoint as well. That was the exact example he brought up. So economically, for example, if you were doing planning for a wooded area, you'd say, well, here's X amount of forest that could be harvested every 20 years, and it would bring in X dollars, so we'll factor that into our long-term calculations. But if, in fact, half of that forest is second homes, they're not going to be logging their property. They're not going to be adding to the forest products industry. So you need to know that to factor it in. Easier said than done. But that's, again, where census data can help.
So what would a more complete map of New Hampshire's forests help the state or environmentalists or other interested parties decide?
Economic planning is a big deal. If you have a better sense as to what's going on in the wooded areas, the vacation areas, the developed, the formerly developed, the about to be developed areas of the state, you can do better economic planning. Environmental is a big deal. I mean, if you want to talk about wildlife, one of the major things for wildlife is trying to keep wildlife corridors open so that animals, and actually even plants on the long term, can move from one part of the state to the other, and that's important as the climate changes. That this can help plan that. And again, and the carbon balance. There are some people who hypothesize that the northeastern forests are, in general, overall, no longer are a carbon sink because they are so mature. So if people are saying, well, we can burn X amount of fossil fuel because part of it will be taken up by the northeastern forests, but the northeastern forests aren't taking up that carbon, we need to know that.
David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks, a columnist for the Nashua Telegraph and the geek most easily spotted by satellite technology at graniteGeek.org.